So the story of Connor is kind of a funny one, and this is probably why the exposure. 2 years ago on our property, there was a little boy ran over on accident by his dad. It was nothing intentional. It was just a real big thing. And the little boy, we watched him every day for his dad because we work for his property and stuff like that. Hmm. It kind of like seeing the accident, and we were like the first ones on scene. And we knew them. It gave me PTSD really bad. And my husband decided, like, you know, on the request of the therapist that to try a dog because we just couldn't get the panic attacks and stuff to go away. So we found an ad for some Yorkies because our daughter was, like, really allergic to dogs at the time, and they were hypoallergenic dogs. And we weren't going to buy this one. We were just going down to look, and the best thing I can say, and I know it doesn't happen and it's not a common occurrence, but it was just like an instant click thing with me and him. And our personalities matched. It was like, I'm a very laid back, don't make a fuss, don't cause drama person unless you absolutely have to. And this is the first time I've ever felt the need to do that in my life. But he's pretty much the same way. Like, we were side by side. They're like, he went where I went where he went, and it's just, we were inseparable. The panic attacks started going away. Like, the last year's been not the easiest, but, you know, better than the year before was. And August 22nd, I came back around 9 o'clock from our daughter's gymnastics, and it's potty time for Connor. Our backyard is super dark because this is a new house. Like, the brick house that we live in next door, we decided to tear down and rebuild because there's just a lot of bad memories in that house and everything. And so we got a mobile home from Clayton Homes put on to our property. And mm-hmm. It's super dark on this side because, like, it's new property. You don't have those streetlights installed or anything yet. And he's a little dog, a little Yorkie, but I went to take him potty, and we were outside. I had seen a car coming down Henderson Lane, which nobody uses that road unless it's a local, because it's just not a common road.
Yeah.
Which, whenever we see a car, I'm from New York, so, like, I'm huge on skepticism. Like, right. I don't trust people like my husband does. But, you know, I immediately turn to my car. I'm like, I'm going to grab the flashlight just to make sure he stays safe. He's pretty good about staying next to me. We do have country properties, so he's been taught his whole life to just run and have fun, you know. The car slowed down, so I turned to grab my flashlight. I did hear a door open, and I looked down. He was at my foot at that time, but my guess is he ran over to investigate the car because it's not a common thing for people to come over here. When I looked back up, he wasn't there. I dropped the flashlight and started running. All I know is that it was a car. The brake lights indicated that it was an older version, not like antique, but definitely like early 90s. I chased him. I came and got my husband, and since then we've created a page. We've gotten, I think the donation page is really close to $400 for the reward. We're matching the reward. We're just trying to make it as big as possible.
Yeah.
The one post alone has gotten, I think, 22,000 shares, mm-hmm. and the other ones are just, like, not far behind them. We've had amazing support from people, amazing support. We've got two other Yorkies, which I just got one for my birthday, a little girl, and two Australian Shepherd dogs, and I would have been completely devastated had any of them been taken, but this one is just, he's different. And I know, like, everybody's like, oh, that's my pet, it's different. And I'm not the person that had a bad childhood. I didn't have a bad life. I just had a really bad thing happen, and I got into a really bad spot, and he pulled me out of it.
So you know for sure that, like, when he was by your foot and then that car came by, you're pretty sure he ran, or did you see him run over to that car? Or?
No, I didn't, because, like I said, it's super dark. You wouldn't have seen him. I wasn't as cautious as I should have been. living in Baker for 10 years is kind of, it laxed me a little bit. And I think that's the hardest part about the situation is I could have prevented it. I could have seen the car and grabbed him, and I didn't.
But
it happened,
you know,
and I mean,
yeah.
I'm not taking blame. I know you. Things happen in your life. It makes you extra cautious the next time, and you know, all of that stuff. I'm aware of that, and it's just I'm doing everything, like everything I possibly can. And honestly, to tell you at this point, I don't know if it's more for him or for me, but I'm doing everything to get him home.
It certainly seems that way. You're knocking on doors. You guys are going around town.
I've got a map, and we're marking out the areas as we do them. And we're hanging flyers. It's unlimited. We've sat outside of stores holding signs, talking to people. We've been to church. We've contacted so many Facebook pages. We've contacted, I mean, just in 2 days, his page is already close to 1,000 likes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're definitely, like, everything that I can possibly think of that, like, could get him home, we're doing.
So, let's see. He said he went missing on the 22nd. About what time of night was it when
it was at 9:23. I had my phone in my hand.
Okay, 9:23 on Thursday, August 22nd, and today's 1, 2, 3, almost 5 days now that Connor's been gone. What has been the impact of his absence, I guess, while you're searching for him?
The impact is devastating. Like, the best way to explain it is you wake up in the morning with, like, this huge renewal thing of hope, and you're positive, and as the day dwindles by and you're passing all these signs that you've invested, I think we've spent close to $1,000 on advertising alone for him, it dwindles down. It's like a punch in the gut every time you go home without him. It's no sleep, no food. The kids don't understand. It's been hard. Like the last 5 days have been like probably the hardest days I've ever had in my life.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to add that I haven't asked you?
No.
I think the only thing that I would add is he's just, I don't know, like, I mean, it's probably a biased opinion, but he's definitely one of the most amazing dogs that we've ever had in our life. And I just wish whoever it was would just bring them home and get the money and we could all put this behind us.